The Prospect Club. Prospect Club, get business for your business. If you're trying to promote your business or something on the internet, or you need to target certain businesses, then you need to be involved with the Prospect Club. Right here, every Monday, 6 o'clock, 6 to 7, we discuss business and how to market your business and how to make your business better. Money, money, money. That's what everybody wants. We can show you how to make money, how to make your business prosperous, and how you can be a force in this world of business. Give us a call, 347-637-1577. This evening we're going to be talking about how to market your business, how to make your business something that you can be known, and also how you can get business to make business the aspect of this whole area, the Washington, D.C. area, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. We also publish the BeThereMagazine.com. BeThereMagazine.com. You can click on BeThereMagazine.com. BeThereMagazine.com. Prospect Club is a club that you need to join. You can go to prospectclub.com and join the Prospect Club. It costs you $1 a month. $1 a month, $12 for the year, and you can get prospects for your business. You can advertise your business to over 1,000 prospects every day for a year at $1 a day. So go to theprospectclub.com and join today. Money, 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 money. Let's figure out how to get that money to your business. Pick up the phone right now, 347-637-1577. Don't let it, don't let money rule you. money, 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 money. Caller, you on the air.
This is Russell Price, Jr.
Yes, it is.
It's Carlette Ritter calling in.
Carlette Ritter, how are you?
I'm doing splendid. How are you?
We're doing extremely, extremely well. We're here on radio, and we're discussing today. We're going to be talking about how to market your business with little or no money at all, how to do it on a shoestring. But
okay.
We want to talk about your business, Carlette, because you have a very interesting business. Could you tell us what's the name of your business?
The name of my company is Text Tailors. Text as in writing, tailors.
And tell us about Text Tailors. What does Text Tailors entail?
Well, I founded Text Tailors last year when I saw that there was a need for people who were out in the world looking for jobs. And because there's such a competitive market out there among the unemployed, you really have to arm yourself with a well-equipped resume. And so I started working with people, helping them tailor their resumes. I started finding a lot of people were interested in federal employment, so I helped them federalize their resume according to the government standards and also with answering their KSAs. And in addition to that, I offer other writing services, but I pretty much started off assisting people get their resumes in order and update it.
You said something, you used a term TFA or TFA. What was that you used?
KSAs, and that stands for Knowledge, Skills, and Abilities, and it's part of the application process when you apply for a federal government job. Unlike corporate America, where you just submit a one- or two-page resume, with the federal government, their standards are a little bit different as far as how they want the resume formatted. And they also combine what they call a section of KSAs, which is, again, knowledge, skills, and abilities. And these can be a series of questions. The number varies anywhere between usually 3 and 10, where they ask specific questions and want you to identify why you are specifically qualified for a particular position. So a lot of it is writing. They wanted a narrative form, so people have trouble really getting from their mind what they're thinking down on paper, and I'm there to help them do that.
Wow, so that's very interesting. So to apply for a job with the government, you just can't fill out an application. You have to be able to express yourself on paper.
You have to be able to express yourself on paper. You have to understand what it is they're looking for, because what I also want to add, Russell, is that a lot of employers now don't have people who sit and actually go through resumes. A lot of them are scanned now, and the scanners are picking up certain words that they're looking for, or if the resume itself is not formatted correctly, the scanner could miss some of the information. So it's really important to have your resume in a scannable form and also have those words, those buzzwords that the employer is also looking for.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Did you catch all of that?
Yes, and give it to us again. We had a break in the audio.
In the line. Okay. What I was saying was a lot of people don't realize that there's not an actual person that is reading through the resumes anymore. A lot of companies have gone to the scannable resumes,
mm-hmm.
and so if the resume isn't formatted exactly correctly, the scanner won't even pick up certain information, and it's also scanning to look for certain keywords that were in the ad. So if your resume isn't worded or formatted correctly, you may be a viable candidate but get looked over just simply because your resume isn't formatted correctly. And usually the employer only takes about 10 seconds to look at a resume and decide if they want to even read it. So you really need something that's going to capture the employer's attention within that initial 10 seconds, or you could really stand to lose a position that you truly are qualified for.
That's very interesting. So they call it scanners. So someone actually looks at the resume, but they scan it to see if there's certain words in it. And if those words aren't in that resume, they may not even consider your resume.
That's absolutely correct. And I'm also hearing that in years past, back when we first got out of high school, way back when, to get into the federal government, all that was required was that you take the civil service exam and a typing test, and then you could just get into the government. Well, not anymore. I mean, they've raised their standards quite a bit. And if you're hiring for, say, an administrative assistant position and they're scanning your resume, they are looking for a specific experience and they're looking for specific words that are related to the job announcement. Mm. So not only does your resume have to be formatted correctly, it has to contain the words that they're looking for, and it also has to be in a coherent, articulate manner on the resume. So the KSAs must match the experience on the resume, and the experience on the resume must match the KSAs.
This is extremely good information. A lot of people who are looking for jobs and they're saying the economy's hard or the economy's bad and we can't find a job, a lot of it has to do with applying for a job in the right manner and having the information to know what to apply for or how to apply for, and then basically having this information about resumes or how to put a resume in or submit a resume to an employer with the proper wording in it so it can be even addressed. That,
right.
That a lot of people, especially our callers out there or our listeners, may not even have that information. They may not know that. They may just be putting a resume out there or going online, because now people put resumes online. They don't really have to submit the resume or go down to the location of the employer and submit the resume. They can put it online. So,
right.
words on print or on paper is extremely important.
Exactly. And job search engines like Career Builder and Monster, et cetera, have really depersonalized the job hunt experience. Mm-hmm. So the employer is really just looking at a piece of paper. They don't know the person. They have no first impression of the person. And I do have job seminars where I get up and I talk about certain things and educate job seekers to how to – well, nobody can guarantee that they'll get a job, of course, but you want to be armed with the best ammunition possible. And if I could just give one tip of the day, it would be if you have sexymama94@yahoo.com as your email address, please have a personal, professional email address that you put on your resume just for the employer to get in touch with you, because I can't express to you how many resumes get thrown in the trash because they have, you know, diamonds on my fish at hotmail.com, you know?
Why would a person use a email address of that caliber to apply for a job? I mean, that is their personal email. That's not an email that you use to apply for employment or to set out, you know, information to different companies. I mean, anything that you have, I mean, I don't see how that would be. I mean, that's some real good information you just gave there. That's a good tip.
Well, that's a free tip for the day, and if they want any other tips, they're going to have to give me a call directly.
That is a good question, though,
and you'd be really surprised at how many resumes that I get that have email addresses on there, and people just really don't realize it. So if you don't take anything away from my conversation today, take away the fact that you need to have a professional email address on your resume. That's usually your first and last name at whatever email server you choose to use, or your first initial or last name or something other than your personal email address.
Wow. That's something that seems – I mean, most people that I really have come in contact with, especially with the magazine, they have several email addresses because they know that email addresses are for different reasons. I mean, you have an email address that you have for your friends, and you have one that's on your job, you know, that has your job maybe logo in the back of it, or your job's title, or your job name is going to be on your email, or you have an email for purposes of employment or looking for a job or business email. You have to have certain type of emails, but you can't have an email address that says, you know, like you say, sexymama.com.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You know, I mean, that's not going to get you a job. That's totally. Like, so what do you think though of the what do you think of say these things like monster.com? Is that something that's worthwhile having?
Well, the jury's still out on that, Russell. When you take a survey of your personal friend, your inner circle, and you talk to your friends, I mean, how many people do you really know that have gotten jobs from those job search engines? That is a true indicator of the real population. So if you take a look at your own crowd and figure out, you know, well, who do I know that actually has gotten a job from any of those, it's really not that many usually.
Right.
So I'm not going to say they don't work, but I'm going to say don't heavily rely on them. You should still be checking the newspaper. Believe it or not, you know, old-fashioned print still really does work. Networking, of course, is always a good way to obtain employment, you know, through someone else that you know. But resumes have changed so much in the past few years because the markets have become so competitive, whereas you used to be able to just put your name, address, phone number, and get a phone call. Now you really have to be creative. You have to be articulate. You can't have any typos or errors on your resume. You have to incorporate a resume with also a curriculum vitae, which is another type of resume that is more of a life experience type document, and you want to include some of that on your resume as well. And unlike corporate America, where the resume standard is about 2, maximum 3 pages, the federal government gives you a little more leeway, and they want to know more information. And a general resume for the government can be as many as 6 to 10 pages, and that's completely acceptable.
Wow. I want you to stay on the line, Colette. Give us your phone number again to your business.
It's 301-512-3500. That's 301-512-3500.
Okay, I want you to stay on the line. We're going to pick another caller.
Sure.
Caller, you on the air. What's your business, caller?
This is Diane Edmonds with Syntex Global.
Syntex Global. That is extremely something that we need today's society. Diane, tell us about Syntex Global.
Well, Syntex Global is really a fabulous product. What it does is it relates to the fuel industry. It helps people save money directly at the gas pump. For example, if a person purchases premium fuel, with the use of this treatment, each time they purchase gas, they can now buy regular unleaded gas. And as you know, that may save a person 30, 40, 50 cents per gallon directly at the pump. In addition to that, Syntex expands the usage of the gasoline, and as a result, people have reported to us that they've been getting between 50 to 100 extra miles per tank of gas as a result of this treatment system.
How does it work again? Give us the details of how it actually works. Our callers and also our listeners are interested in how this product works because a lot of people have not even heard of it. But it sounds like it's something, and it really is something, that we need in today's society because the economy is really not good. People want to save money any way they can. Gasoline is going up anytime they choose to make it rise. We have no control over that. But if we as a consumer can use a product to have some kind of control over the price of it, this is something that we need. Explain more to our callers and our listeners how does it work?
Well, fundamentally what it does is it allows the gasoline that you put in your car to be more fully absorbed and burned inside your gas tank. And what I mean by that is this. If you happen to bake a cake and you put that cake on 450 degrees, then obviously the outside of the cake is going to be cooked. It may even burn, but the inside is still going to be raw. Well, that's essentially the way we use our gasoline now. All of the gas that we put in our engine does not is not fully absorbed inside of our gas tank. And we see a lot of it coming out of the exhaust system of the car. But with this, it is a much slower burn. And because it is a much slower burn, it is consuming all of the gasoline, which essentially gives us much better gas mileage. That's the simplest way to describe it.
And how can they get in touch with you? How can they get this product?
Well, they can look at my website, which is dianetedmonds.com. That's D-I-A-N-E-T, Edmonds, E-D-M-O-N-D-S.com. They can call me, 1-240-354-1010. And we are definitely looking for not only consumers, people who use products like this, need products like this from a consumer standpoint as well as commercial. We're also looking for distributors. We happen to be in an excellent position because there are less than 300 distributors involved with Syntex Global at this point east of the Mississippi River. So there is a tremendous amount of opportunity for distributors and a lot of savings for consumers and commercial users.
Wow. So that's an opportunity. They can be a distributor. They can also save money on gas. Give her a call at 240-354-1010. That's 240-354-1010.
And for people who would like to know more about the product, just look at my website. The product is clearly defined there. The opportunity is on my website. That's DianeTEdmonds.com.
DianeTEdmonds.com. And it explains everything. The links are there, everything that you can also learn about the business, what the business is. You can also see how the product looks. Diane also has an ad on BeThereMagazine.com, which is a link.
Absolutely. I was about to mention that.
Right, it links right to her website. So you can also look at BeThereMagazine.com and click on and get the information right there, right to her website. But this is something.
Now, in Be There Magazine, you have to click on the business section in order to see our products.
Right, you go straight to the business section. You go to the business section, and at which time you'll see Diane, picture of her, a photo, and you can click on the photo. It goes right to her website. But this entails that we have to get this information out. We want to make sure that everybody knows about this, because the more people know about it, the more people can empower themselves to use the product. The product is something that you'll see in the future, which I believe is going to be a necessity. It's going to be something that if you're not using the product, then you're not going to be saving on gas. And who has money to burn nowadays? Give us the name of the company again, Diane.
Syntex Global.
Syntex Global.
S-Y-N-T-E-K.
Syntex Global. Remember that name, Syntex Global. Anyone else out there that's listening to us right now, you can also give us a call at 347-637-1577. If you want to talk to Diane personally, you can give us a call at 347-637-1577. Also, if you want to talk to Tex Taylor, call that. You can talk to her right now and also ask her any questions. But this is so important that we discuss this and get this information out to let people know about businesses. This is called Motivational Mondays on talk radio. This is World Wide Web. This is all over the world. So you can also tell anyone out there that you know about business, that they want to get information about business, how to promote their business, how to make their business better. We also want to give out tips about how to market your business, things you can market your business and things that you can do to market your business without money. A lot of people don't have a lot of money to market their business. It's called marketing your business on a shoestring. One of the first things you have to do in marketing your business is identify your product. And that's what we're doing today. We're trying to identify the product and having the businesses call in and to identify their product. Is there anything else you want to add, Diane?
Yes. I mean, it is an absolutely fabulous product. It comes in user-friendly sizes. We also have it in 55-gallon drum sizes for commercial users. For companies who operate, let's say, trucking companies or busing companies, landscaping companies, any companies that use a tremendous amount of gasoline on a weekly or monthly basis, this is a product that they need to try because it will save their companies an awful lot on their bottom line.
So a company who has a fleet of cars, and they're out like limousine companies and trucking companies, when they're getting their gas, they can buy an actual 50-gallon drum, and they can service their vehicles every day with the product from that drum.
Well, they can, but, you know, they may not want a 50-gallon drum. That's for a huge user such as, a major company that's spending, you know, several million dollars a year in gasoline. But they may be interested in our gallon size. I mean, it comes in a variety of sizes. We have a foil pack that's convenient for users such as yourself and myself. You just tear the top off and put the treatment system in your tank. Or we have larger sizes depending on the consumer's use. And again, one of the great things about this product is that it is a company that is in need of distributors, and they're less than 300 of us east of the Mississippi River. So it is a fantastic opportunity for those who are looking to increase their income, increase their wages. And there is an ability to sell this on a consumer level as well as a commercial level.
Fantastic. I really appreciate you calling in and letting people know that the product does exist. I think the more we advertise it, the more people understand it, the more people know what it can do, the more people's going to use it. Because information is power. Without the information or without the marketing, without getting that word out to the consumer, it does not work. We have to promote and advertise our businesses and get information out to the consumer, because the consumer does not know. A lot of businesses in the metropolitan area are great businesses, but if they don't market themselves and let people know what they do, then it does not become a viable business. Businesses are not really making it in Washington sometimes because of the marketing aspect. But one of the first things you need to do when you market your business is identify and target your market. And that's what we try to do at Be There Magazine, target the market. You know. Also, you want to develop a strong marketing message, a hook. Get some kind of message out there and a hook. And in your case, the hook is you can save money on gas. In text tailors, you can better yourself by writing the proper resume, your internet, your web page. Colette, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here.
Colette, talk more about how you can use writing skills to develop a strong marketing message.
Well, writing is a basic fundamental, pretty much that everyone does every day. We don't necessarily pick up pen and paper anymore. We send out emails. And there's even a certain way to learn how to construct emails, because I'm sure everybody can relate to an incident where they received an email that was either offensive or rude or curt, but when they spoke with the person who wrote it, that was not their intention at all. So even it takes a writing skill at sometimes to even construct an email. In addition to the resume services, we also offer proofreading, ghostwriting, and copy editing services as well. For people who are in school, we help construct thesis, doctoral statements. We look at academic papers. I'm even helping ghostwrite a book right now. We look at scripts. I've run across people who have scripts who are interested in turning them into novels, or the other way around, novels into scripts. We offer those writing services as well. Or if you have a document that you just need a second pair of eyes, because it's a fact that it's very difficult to proofread your own work. If you just need a second pair of eyes and need someone to read something for you to make sure that there are no typos or grammatical errors, we offer those services as well. So our slogan at Text Tailors is actually doing the right thing, with right spelled W-R-I-T-E. Mm-hmm. So we just want to make sure that we represent ourselves as articulate and as intelligent as we are in written form, as well as how it comes out of our mouth.
And that's important. That's important. That's important. The writing and how you look on paper and how you market yourself through words is extremely important. I am so happy that we have this opportunity also to do this verbally, so the person can hear the person who is actually the owner of the business or the marketing person for the business, or they can talk to that person and hear that person live to see what their business is about, and also they can call and talk to the person. That's why it's important to give out the numbers. Diane, give us also an insight on the importance of this, what they call gas pollution, saving money on gas. How is this, what do you see in the future as far as this gas, as far as the prices, is going to keep going up, or is it going to be level off at some point? We'll never see 20 cents a gallon again like it was back in the day when I was first driving. You know, you could take a dollar worth of gas and fill it up and go all over the city for 5 or 6, 7, 8 days. What do you see this gas situation going, Diane?
Well, I see it going, you know, up. As a matter of fact, last week on CNN News, there was a story about the fact that gasoline had gone up each day for the last 48 days, that is, the last month and a half. We can remember last year when gasoline was $4 a gallon. I mean, we as Americans have to find a way of fighting the increases of these prices that we do not control. This product happens to fall in the green energy area as well. It reduces the pollutants that come from our cars. It is a product that can help people save money initially at the gas pump. More importantly, it can also help you save money because it extends the life of your engine. I mean, it has additives, it has rust inhibitors, it has a number of components that help people keep their cars performing at a longer period of time. In today's world, most people are not looking to buy new cars. They're looking to maintain the vehicles that they have, not because they don't want new cars, but because it's difficult for people to afford them in this economy. So this product is going to help an individual keep their car running longer, more efficiently, save money at the gas pump, obtain better gas mileage out of each tank of gas that they use, reduce the pollutants that come from my exhaust. I mean, I just see this product as having an opportunity to grow and grow and grow in light of the fact that gasoline continues to get higher and higher and higher. 3-4 years from now, 5 years from now, we fully expect Syntec to be a household name. Just like back in the 80s, you know, when people started looking at cell phones, whoever would have thought that every individual on the planet would carry a cell phone? Back then, we didn't see it. This is that kind of product where my vision is it will simply get bigger, grow bigger, larger, and every consumer will be wanting and needing this type of product.
Well, it's just like you said, we have to be visionary. When you're talking about the cell phone or things that was what you saw that's now that you didn't see years ago, because things are happening so fast. When it comes to Syntec, it will be a household name because people are going to have to figure out a way to save money on gas. People can't. When gas was almost $5 a gallon, people were panicking. They really couldn't afford to drive. They didn't know whether they could. A lot of people were parking their cars. They were selling their cars because gas was just too high. And if you go to certain places like Germany or Hawaii, gas is $5, $6 a gallon. And they don't think anything of it because it's a norm for them. Alaska, you know, gas is in the $4 or $5, you know, a gallon. But we now are conscious. We are aware of how to save. We want to save. But you said something that was so profound that was, I'm quite sure, was interesting a lot of people, is the wear and tear on the engine, how it's going to affect your engine. And you said it's going to make your engine better. It's going to make it less wear and tear on your engine. And that's a plus because the engine is the blood of the car. I mean, it really is the lifeline. I mean, you have to change your oil, you have to make sure the engine is running proficient, but when you can put something in the gas to make it even last longer, that is a plus. And that's why it's so important to let people know about this. Give them your number again, Diane.
My telephone number is 240-354-1010. 240-354-1010.
That's why it's important that we do this type of show, to get information out to the consumer. We have two businesses online right now that are extremely important to a business, that can help people in business. If you have a business, you have to know how to present yourself on paper. If you have a business, most likely you have to get to back and forth to your business, or you have to go to other businesses, and you might be driving, or you should be driving, or you are going to be driving. The bottom line is these two businesses that we have online tonight on Motivational Mondays can enhance your business, along with information on how to market your business. You know, you want to keep following up and building your relationships with your business with credibility. Also, when people call you or you take a business card, you want to follow up. You want to market yourself every single incident you can as far as letting someone know about your business. Even if you, when you go out and you're talking to individuals, always have your business cards with you. That's a very informal or inexpensive way to market your business, through business cards. You can, when you hand that person a business card, you want to ask them for their business card. If they don't have a business card, you want to obtain their email address. Get them to give you some kind of information for you to contact them so you can immediately the next day follow up. Also, you can do a blog. Write some kind of blog. Right now, the Internet is the number one vehicle for promoting and advertising your business. And there's all kind of avenues on the Internet to do that. You're talking about Facebook. I remember when Facebook first came out, most people thought it was for youth, kids, just putting a picture up and talking back and forth for socialization. Facebook now is a viable source of promoting your business. Get you a Facebook page. These things are free. It does not cost a dime to do it. Get yourself a Facebook page. Get yourself a page, a Facebook group where you're talking about your business. Have people join your group, and then they will have people join the group, and you can also inform them about your business on an everyday business on Facebook. And Twitter became something phenomenal just through what's going on now in the world. No one would ever believe that they could use Twitter to notify the world about what's going on. So if it can do that for our world events, what can it do for your business? So these two things are truly something you can use to promote your business. And like you say, like Colette says, when you're writing, now if you're going to have a Facebook or you're going to have a web page or you're going to have some kind of presence on the Internet, you're going to need her to show how to write it properly. Colette, give me some information about how you can help people with their Facebook or their MySpace pages, et cetera.
Well, we do offer web content assistance if someone does have a web page. We also practice what we call search engine optimization, SEO. And again, that is including buzzwords that the spiders that crawl on web pages will be able to find on your web pages to get you better placement on Google searches. So we do offer services for that as well. And I just like to say that our services are affordable because we genuinely do want to help people. We know that the economy is tough and people have been laid off, and we make our services very affordable.
Affordability in anything right now is important. You have to be able to offer it to the consumer where the consumer can take advantage of it. But the other hand, when they do take advantage of the opportunities, they want to be able to meet people and get to know people and also better their business. What we do here at Be There Magazine is not only we produce advertising, we produce events so people can come out and meet the actual owner of the business, the proprietor, the person who is really in charge, or the marketing director, or someone that's connected to the business. They can meet that person hands-on. The next event that we have is July 16th. It's going to be at Policy. And Policy is over on 14th and T Street, Northwest. It's a brand-new establishment. It's on 14th and T Street. It's absolutely gorgeous place. We're having an after-work, happy-hour networking, marketing event where you come and you promote and network your business. You meet consumers face-to-face. And there's nothing more important than meeting someone face-to-face. They can see the person. You hand them a business card. You can stand there and talk 5 or 10 minutes and pitch your business to talk about what you do. And then you'd be surprised at who's in the room that may need your services. Without getting that information out to the consumer or meeting people on a regular basis, they'll never know. Never miss up opportunity to promote your business. No matter where you go, always let people know what you do. I can't stress enough how I've been in a environment where you have 300 to 400 or 500 people, and they see these people all the time out and about, and then when something comes up, they say, I didn't know you did that. You know, they have been talking to the person for years, but never, ever mention to that person what they do. And it's you have to do that. You have to constantly talk about what you're doing to as many people as you can. And even if someone's not interested, they say, oh, I remember back in the day, I'm talking about back in the 70s or the early 80s, when there was a company that came out, man, that was, people used to say, oh, Amway. You ever heard of Amway? And people used to run from these people. They go, oh, Amway. But they were so persistent in what they did, they made their name a household name. They brand their name. And today, they don't even have to talk about Amway. And Amway is one of the biggest, biggest companies out there. Amway's not hurting at all for any type of business, any type of economy situation, because all those people back in when are now in the downline, whatever, they are now flourishing. But they... their products and everything they did, they made it a household name. You have to let people know what you do. You have to do it. And I tell people all the time, no matter where you're at, you want to go to your churches, your community events, your organizations, I can't stress it enough that you go hand out at least 300 to 400 or 500 business cards. I used to hand out 200 business cards almost every day when I first started my business. If I didn't hand out 200 business cards, if it got toward the end of the day, I would get in my car, go to the metro, and go to the stop and just hand out cards. What better way? If they're coming down the metro, people coming down, I mean, a thousand people in the metro already did the marketing for me. Here the people, they're coming down there at a place, a DuPont Circle or a area where people are, you know, coming in. You can actually hand out 200 cards in less than 30 minutes. You may get one call, two calls, but at least there's 200 people that have seen your name. You follow what I'm saying? Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, Russell.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, Deborah. I just wanted to add that you make a really valid point, and I think it's really important to stress that some people, you have to realize that you are willing to work just as hard for yourself, even more than you are for the person where you have a job. And I think that's where the level of comfort it's more comfortable when you have the umbrella of a job, a corporation over top of you, than when you're out here working for yourself. And the bottom line is, if you put half the energy into your own business that you put on a 9-to-5 job, you can't do anything but succeed. And part of what we do also is a small business consultation. And we tell our small business owners that this should be more than a job. This should be something that you throw your life into. And we help if there are any listeners out there or even callers who need help with their business plans, we also do that as well, because it's so important to write down goals and milestones as you go through this process and develop a marketing plan, a solid marketing plan. And it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. Most small businesses start on a very small shoestring. So we are able to assist in that as well with business plans.
Well, business plans are really important, because to actually get this money you may need for business, all this money that Obama is talking about giving for businesses and to make sure businesses survive, stimulus packages and et cetera, you have to apply for those. And you have to know what you're doing when you apply. But part of it is a business plan. When they gave out businesses, Small Business Administration years ago was giving a whole lot of especially small minorities, business money. They were giving it out like it was water. Back in the 70s and the 80s, they gave out a lot of money to small business people. They got the money, but they did not know how to sustain the business. And so a lot of our businesses went under. I can remember the Landover Mall, for instance. You had a lot of businesses, small minority businesses, owners that was inside of Landover Mall, but they couldn't sustain. So it's something that we have to know how to do now. We have to know how to not only open up a business, get money for business, but sustain in business. And that's what the problem is right now when it comes to applying for these business loans. It's no longer like it was years ago, like you said, getting the government, you just apply, put the 171 in, and boom, you're in the government. That those days are gone. The same way with this money, as far as getting money for your business, you have to write a viable business plan. No one's going to give you money if you don't have a good business plan.
Right.
That's what it is today. Marketing your business. Marketing your business any way you can. Marketing it, like I say, on a shoestring. If you don't have money, don't let that stop you from marketing your business. I mean, you want to offer some kind of like you say, incentive, you know, where you say, a lot of companies say money-back guarantee. You know, that's the big thing right now. If you go to the Internet, you know, it's a money-back guarantee. Or these seven-day trial periods, you know. I'm quite sure you saw them on the Internet where they say, hey, you can try this for 7 days free. Because they know most people, if they try it, they're going to like it. And if they don't like it, they can cancel it. But if you got more people trying it, then it's better chance of you having a product. That's why when they have advertising, years ago they used to give out free samples. They still do that. But a lot of companies will give you a free sample. Remember they used to put the free samples on your door or they stop by and give it to your office or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Because if they give you a free sample and somebody likes it, that's one of the mistakes a lot of businesses make when they do, especially if they have a product, say something like your cake company or your restaurant. They don't want to invest in giving the product out. You have to give the product out. Excuse me. Most people will give you a sample. If they have a restaurant, most restaurants have what they call a grand opening, where everything is free. You get to eat, test the restaurant out, and if you like it, you're going to come back. A lot of businesses don't want to do that. They don't want to give something away free. But you can if you have a product of that magnitude. You can do that. They have demonstrations. They let people see the product and use the product, you know. But in a lot of cases, your company may not be that kind of company you can do that, but that's one way you can promote your businesses, by letting people know or letting them know that they can at least try the product. We also, you know, like I said, you can do what they call some kind of advertising and what I call group of people. You can do things like what we do, where we have meetings and situations where you come and you can actually speak about your business 5 or 10 minutes, get up and talk about your business. Everybody can talk about their business and everybody can see their product, where you have displays. And we're going to be doing more of those also, where you can come up and set a table up, you can show your product, demonstrate it, and also talk to people about it direct. So that's coming up also on what would be their magazine. You're going to be able to come out and get booths and get vendors and et cetera, et cetera. So that's going to be something that's going to be apropos. Diane, give us some more, before we close out, give us some more information about Syntex.
You know, you've said so many words that have put so many thoughts in my mind, but one of the things I'd like to close on is this. For people who are looking for opportunities to increase their earnings, Syntex is an excellent opportunity. We have the right product. We have the right timing. It's not expensive to get involved with our business at all. And believe it or not, the principle or the foundation by which we are building this business is by providing people with samples of the product. I would love to speak to as many people as possible about this great opportunity because, again, there are not many people involved with this. We're looking to help as many people increase their earnings and to grow as high as they can, you know, in order to provide earnings and incomes and an excellent product for their families and their friends. And so Syntex is a fabulous opportunity for anyone who's looking to, A, have a product that they feel strongly about and know for sure that it works, and B, help the general public to save money up front, and C, increase their earnings for themselves and their families. So I encourage all listeners to get in touch with us. Again, my website address is dianetedmonds.com, D-I-A-N-E-T, Edmonds, E-D-M-O-N-D-S.com, and my telephone number is 240-354-1010. I encourage as many people to call, because this is a business that where the opportunity is great and the initial investment is very, very low.
That's fantastic. Like you said something that also was profound, that it's an opportunity for you to make money. You can increase your income for your family or for yourself. Right now, the whole situation is people need more money. Money, 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 money. Money is something that you have to have right now. You cannot do without some kind of income, some kind of streams of income. And you should have multiple streams of income. You should use this internet to make sure that you get money. Just like Diane says, you can come into that company, but also you can promote your business. Once you become a distributor, you can promote your business and network your business through the internet. The internet is a viable force. I encourage everyone who's in business to use the internet to their advantage. Get yourself a blog. A blog is something that you can write about your business every day, and people can read about your business. And once people start reading your blog, then they'll tell other people, and your blog becomes something they look forward to reading every day. But it empowers them to understand about your business and also to empower their lives. A blog is very, 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 very useful, useful tool to promote your business. Do talk shows like this where you can get the word out. And all this is going to be played back on Be There magazine and the archives. So not only the people who have missed this show can now listen to the show. You can also email the show to your email list. So now they heard about your business, but they may not have had an opportunity to hear you talk about your business in depth. So now you can email this show to your particular email list or your clients or your potential customers so they can now hear what you do. So I appreciate you coming on, Diane, and I appreciate you doing what you're doing. I appreciate your business.
Thank you.
Thank you. Colette, in the last minutes, give us some more about your business.
Okay, once again, Tax Tailors is here to help anyone with their writing needs, whether it is to revamp a current resume or create a new one, any documents that may need proofreading or copy editing, any aspiring authors out there looking to get published, please give us a call. Our telephone number is 301-512-3500, 301-512-3500. We're here to help you with your business plan, your web content, your Facebook content, anything to do with the written word. Text Tailors is here to serve your writing needs. Our website is www.texttailors.com. That's TextTailors.com. And Russell, thank you for the opportunity to have me on here to talk about my company. Diane, it was a pleasure meeting you. I certainly learned a lot about gasoline today. And Russell, I just think that you're offering a very, very viable service for our community, and you are to be commended for getting the word out there, because a lot of times when people get theirs, they don't want to share the information. So you're to be commended to be tirelessly out there working to educate the community, business owners as well as consumers, and just thank you very much for having me on today.
Well, thank you.
And Russell, I thank you also. I really do appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I thank you. Like I said, it's a great pleasure to try to inform anyone about how to market their business. I've been doing this for over 25 years. I've seen businesses come and go. One of the strong aspects of a business is marketing and getting people to know about what you do. And once you do that, then you become a business that can be utilized through the consumer, but also people know who you are and what you do. I give you an example of Wendy's. The owner of Wendy's, Dave, has been dead now almost probably 6-7 years, but people still know about Wendy's. You follow what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, once you market yourself and you know who you are and what you stand for, what you're doing, the business goes on, and that's what we're talking about here, letting people know about businesses and what they can do. I look forward to seeing both of you on the 16th of July at Policy 14th and T. We will be there from 6 to 10. We're expecting another 200-300 people like we had on June 11th. You'll be able to meet quality people. You'll be able to see people. Also, I'm out there every day promoting Be There magazine. We're at places where people don't normally can get to, but we can get to, and through that we're also handing our cards out, driving them to the website. Recently we were at the screening of Marion Barry's, Nine Lives of Marion Barry, and that was a phenomenal screening. And Be There magazine was there. We handed out over 500 business cards. And these are people that didn't even know about Be There magazine. It was people who were basically there to try to give information about Marion Barry's life. But it's coming on HBO in August, and I encourage everyone to look at The Nine Lives of Marion Barry to see how much of a pioneer he was as far as helping people in the Washington metropolitan area, the jobs that he gave out, the actual power he had as a mayor of this city to make sure that African Americans got a place in this city. So that's something that's where information is power. You can also go to Be There magazine and see Oprah Winfrey and Gail and how she was in town and for Dr. Dorothy Height's 97th birthday party. These are things that people know about but maybe did not get the opportunity to view. You know, you can also see how Carlette was at a fair recently I attended where there was over probably 200 women there who had businesses, businesses I had never even heard of. But those businesses need to be advertised and promoted and networked. And I handed out cards over there. I handed out over 100, maybe 200 cards there. So this is how you promote your business. Always be hungry. Hungry. Don't get complacent. Don't sit there and say, oh, well, I want to make this happen. How's it going to happen? Make it happen. Be hungry. Make sure that you understand, hey, this is what I want to do. This is who I am. And just like Carlette said earlier, treat this as not only a business, but a business that you love and you desire. Because if you work for someone, it is easy to come to work. The paychecks come in regardless. That's why people don't do a lot of work in some cases with the company. They're lackadaisy. They don't care. But with your business, you can't afford to be that. You have to be hungry. You have to say, I'm going to do this every day, no matter what. I'm going to get up and target somebody about my business. And don't be afraid to pick up the phone and talk to people. Go through your Rolodex. Go through your cards. Go through your email. Someone send you an email. If you get an email, an unknown email, and say it has 3 to 4 different emails on it, and you look at it, somebody's trying to sell you something, put your stuff right back to them. Reply back to them. what's up with that? You know what I'm saying? That's one way you can definitely get them. If they got an email list and they're sending you something about, do you want to be blah, blah? Yes, I do, but do you want this? This is what I got. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good tip, Russell. Thank you.
I mean, the people are, somebody know them. So bottom line is, well, at least they can say, don't email me no more, but at least you got that one shot. At least they know who you are. They saw your name, and down the road they say, you know what? That person sent me email one day. I don't know who they are, but now they're a household name, and I remember that name. But all you have to do is do that. You know, make sure people, and also you can get people to put your business on their business. You know, always exchange information. So I want to thank everybody for coming on board. This is BeThereMagazine.com, and we are here every Monday, talking about businesses. So make sure that you tell someone about it, okay? Money. Thank you all for coming on.
Thank you.
See you next Monday right here on Talk Radio. Number here is 347-637-1577. Motivational Mondays from 6 to 7. Spread the word. We're here every single Monday promoting and advertising and networking your businesses. Let people know where to go, who to call, and how to get there. The website is BeThereMagazine.com. What? Magazine. BeThereMagazine.com. We'll be right back. Yes, Be There Magazine may help you. Hello.